The Hook Show, number 45, Discovering WAP and Mobile Sites.
The Hook Show with Digital Dan.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome to or welcome back to the Hook Show. Make sure you check out the website hookshow.blogspot.com for the show notes and the links about what I'm talking about today. If you want to subscribe to the show, you can click on the RSS feed, put it into your favorite podcast aggregator like iTunes, Juice, some of those other ones, or you can even put your email into the FeedBlitz box and an email will be sent to you when the site content is updated. I'm a member of the podcast community site, blueberry.com. Check out all the great shows over there. If you have any comments or questions, you can comment on the blog site. You can email me at hookshow@gmail.com. Or there's other great ways of messaging me on Twitter, MyChingo. And actually, I just got a new call-in line, so I'd like to hear a lot of comments from some of my listeners. And the number is 206-350-2818. So it's not as cool as what we had previously, but I let the last number lax. And if you know anything about K7.net, if you don't have any calls for a month, then it basically just goes back. You can no longer get messages from that. So please call me at 206-350-2818. Program that into your phone. So whenever you do have a comment for me or some other great piece of advice, go ahead and call. An update about what I was talking about previously. This last weekend, ASCII Adam actually went over to what was referred to as the Autumn Brew Review, and he tried all sorts of great brews in this area, and I have a link to that that was all over at mncraftbrew.com. They had a link to something that was going on over there. To start off with my topic today, basically I found out that my Verizon phone, I actually do have an unlimited plan with them, which includes their VCast service where you can get all sorts of different clips from like YouTube and just short clips from all sorts of different places. Their plan also includes the unlimited, or from what I know of, unlimited. There hasn't been a cap on it yet, but and I've been using it a lot, where you can actually use the mobile web, which is referred to a lot as WAP, or mobile sites. And when I was thinking about that, I was like, okay, how is this used? What kind of standards are used for this? So I was just basically doing a lot of research, and where's the first place I go if I want to start off some research? Wikipedia. So what Wikipedia describes it as, WAP is an open international standard for applications that use wireless communication. Its principal application is to enable access to the internet from mobile phone or a PDA. A WAP browser provides all of the basic services of a computer-based web browser, but simplified to operate within the restrictions of the mobile phone. WAP sites are websites written in or dynamically converted to WML, Wireless Markup Language, and accessed via the web browser. And then when they're talking about the actual language that's behind it, this was quite interesting to find out about some of this, was Wireless Markup Language is a lot like HTML. Hypertext markup language, in that it provides navigational support, data input, hyperlinks, text and image presentation, and forms. A WML document is known as a DEC. Data in the DEC is structured into one or more cards, pages, each of which represent a single interaction with the user. WML has a scaled-down set of procedural elements, which can be used by the author to control navigation to other cards. Mobile devices are moving towards support of a greater amount of XHTML and an even standard HTML as processing power in handsets increases. It is likely WML will be phased out in the future. So right now there's actually kind of a debate between two different standards, which is this WML and XHTML. Another highlight from Wikipedia, I went through a couple of different sources for this, and they're saying developmental pitfalls. Many problems arise when content written in XHTML is shown on different devices. Some will honor colors specified in CSS, while some will not. Some will render tables properly, while others won't. Just to mention some examples. Building an adaptive application means delivering different content to different devices, according to their capabilities. This can bring huge complexity, given the number of different devices on the market with different hardware. Screen sizes, color capacity, buttons, memory, and speed, and browsers. Software updates on mobile browsers are much more difficult than with desktop browsers, and as a result, broken software tends to stay in use until the phone is discarded. The Open Mobile Alliance is a standards body which develop open standards for the mobile phone industry. So we have this Open Mobile Alliance that's actually trying to create a standard all throughout pretty much all the devices. But if you have like an older phone, they're saying that a lot of the broken software is basically tending to some of the older phones. And I think hopefully a lot of these newer phones are able to do like a firmware upgrade, but I'm not sure about mine and some of those other ones, because every once in a while you hear about the mobile phone provider actually providing updates to phones. I know like on the Treo and some of those other ones you hear about updates that are pushed out throughout their network. But for the sake of using WAP, some of the examples of the use is if you do a ticket purchase, if you want to do a flight check-in, viewing traffic information, I haven't done that yet, checking weather conditions, I've done that when we've had some of these severe storms, looking up stock values, I'm not so much into that right now, looking up phone numbers, yeah, I've done that a couple of times, looking up addresses, yeah, I've done that, looking up sport results, not a big sports fan. I found out that you can actually do some pretty good basic web searches or even some information searches, because I've noticed that Wikipedia even has a website of their own. I've done even some basic email functions. You can look up like Gmail and some of those other web-based email accounts via that way. And actually I found out a couple of places where you can do some basic RSS feed reading. So if you need to keep up with some of your favorite blog sites or podcast sites, you can do that. And I know on some of the phones, you actually have the capability of downloading MP3s. With the way that my phone works with the VCast, I'm not actually able to download anything directly off the web. I have to go through their VCast service to get different ringtones or some of their different music that way, or wallpapers, and I really dislike that. I don't like paying for stuff that I've pretty much already purchased. I've already bought a phone, I should have the full capabilities of that and the web, and frustrated about all that. But I'm going to talk about some of the different websites that I've used. I've touched on Google. They actually do have a nice site for that, and it actually includes kind of a scaled-down version of their Google IM, if you've ever used that, where you can actually have a couple of RSS feeds on there. I have Lifehacker and Parent Hacks and a few of those other ones that I check out, along with you can read your email. They also have some other great Google products. If you're familiar with that, you can actually check out their map service. You can check out actually a calendar their feed reader, which is Reader, and you can also do some Google News. They haven't yet done anything with Frugal yet, and that would be another one of their properties that they have. Ask.com has a really good site. I really like how that one works, too. Wikipedia, like I was talking about. A lot of these are just scaled-down versions of the actual site. You can't run very much Java code or Flash or some of that because of some of the capabilities of the actual browser itself. But I've been able to keep in touch with my friends over at Twitter, over at Facebook, Jaiku, I know Askey Adams on that one, Flickr, I've actually been able to do a few things there. On my phone, I haven't been able to actually upload anything directly from my phone, but I think I can use an email address or maybe even text. I'm not sure on that. I might research a little bit more on how I can use the full capabilities. NetVibes, I've used that one. That's one of those customizable home pages, but they do actually have a website on there. Podcast Pickle, if you're big into the community, podcast community, you can actually check out Podcast Pickle. That's pretty good. For RSS feed readers, I've actually found out about 3 good sites about that, not including the Google Reader. FeedMate, FeedM8, that one has a simple RSS reader, blog lines, TV, on the TV guides. Depending on your carrier, you just type in your zip code, and you can find out what's going on TV fairly soon. And for Eric Larson out there, I know he has some digital terrestrial television. He was talking about that in a fairly recent Ericast on how he rigged that up with his computer and with his TVs. And actually, they show some of those, what you consider hidden broadcasts on the TV guide. So you might want to check that out. Care 11, which is an actual local TV channel, they do some of their news where you can actually check that all out, some of the weather and some of the top stories, in a mobile site, so it's real nice. NBC Mobile, if you're big fans of some of their shows, like Heroes and even Conan O'Brien, they have part of a mobile site that you can check out. YouTube, if you're big into YouTube, you can check that out on your mobile site. My phone is not capable of doing that, but I have been using that on some of my other, I think my Palm Pilot, I was able to check out a couple of YouTube videos when I was at a Wi-Fi spot. For local news and weather, I've checked out a site called Local Wireless, where I've actually seen that incorporated into a couple other news sites. For shopping, I was actually surprised on a couple of these. PayPal has a mobile site, and apparently through some of the PayPal mobile, you can send people money and actually do things just directly from your phone by entering a PIN instead of having to always put in your name and password, because in some of those sites they will remember it and some of them you don't, and when you have to type in all your information over and over again on the keypad where you actually have different letters associated to the numbers, it gets quite annoying and quite tiresome over and over again. Amazon has a nice site, and even eBay has a nice mobile site. For some of the different miscellaneous ones, you know, I just come across some of these other fun ones. Allrecipes.com, you can actually check out some different searches on recipes over there. WebTender, if you're thinking about a drink, you can actually check it out on your cell phone or mobile browser. City Search, I was trying to figure out what was going on one weekend. It was my wife's birthday fairly recently, and I was trying to plan some stuff that way. And I think I was able to figure out some stuff through City Search there. MapQuest has a nice little thing there where you can find out some directions. But I did that one day with my wife on her birthday, and we got the wrong directions and went to the wrong restaurant. I actually went to the wrong place. You know how sometimes those directions are really bad. Fandango, which is actually a place where you can find out what's going on for movies. My brother told me about this, whitepages.com, where if you're not sure on who's calling you, you can actually go through and do a reverse lookup through the White Pages. Just type in the phone number, and typically there's some sort of listing. And then a couple of these other sites that are fun that I'm going to put on here, which is if you want to find out what other sites are out there. I haven't used all of them. I have a couple of different links to directories or even some review sites of some of the other new mobile sites that are coming out fairly recently. So check out some of those. You might find some that are useful for you. And as I've been talking about as one of my ongoing segments here, I asked my friends at Facebook, do you use the web on a mobile device? And what is your favorite mobile optimized site? Dean Jensen wrote back and he said, not at this time. I'm looking seriously into getting a device that will let me browse and do mail. The N800 has me, iPhone might work, Folio had me looking until they drop development. Yes, I heard about that too. That was a new device that was going to be coming out from Palm that was supposed to incorporate the Treo into like a mini laptop. But they ended up dropping. For the iPhone, that's another big thing why a lot of people are pushing development for creating these mobile sites, is because a lot more people are using their iPod Touch or even the iPhone for that. I know ASCII Adam, he's been using a couple mobile sites because he has his Treo. He responded with Facebook, Flickr, Yahoo, Google, Amazon. And he's saying, web is disappointing on WAP. No Flash or Java. Limits on download file size. Pictures don't look that good. Would recommend you figure out a way to hook up your phone's internet to your computer. Actually, ASCII, I've been looking into that, and I'll see what I can figure out. You know how there's a lot of sites on people finding ways of hacking different things, so I'll let you know on what I've discovered. And then I have Craig Stepp. He said, on my N800, I could use any website, so I hadn't really played with any mobile versions, except Grand Central's mobile site is good and works on my BlackBerry. I haven't used Grand Central, so I'll have to double check on that and see what that works. And then I had Joel Peter Anderson. He wrote back and he said, nope, not any. He's not into the mobile stuff right now. So while I was researching all this, I also was thinking, okay, how do you go about developing a WAP site of your own? For any of you guys that are curious, I have a couple of pretty good links where it's to the WC3. A couple of these other ones have some good pictures on how to figure it all out and make sense of it all, because it means actually going through an application server and having to reformat it, and they talked about all the technical aspects of that. If you're not sure if a site is actually WAP capable, you can actually go to a couple of these simulator sites. I actually have a link to one of them in here too. I guess that will pretty much do it for the Hook Show right now. I have an idea for my next subject for next week or whenever I have a chance to get to it, and that is, I just got a new flash drive with 2 gigs of space on there. It's actually U3 capable, which means I can run some different programs directly off the browser, and I'll describe a little bit more about that and even some portable apps that I've been using. So if you have any comments on that, go ahead and call me up at the new call-in line, 206-350-2818. Or as always, you can email me at hookshow@gmail.com. Once again, this will do it for you, and I'll talk to you next time.
No vision can grasp you.
I'll be back with more later on.